Yeah, well, this line is up. Somebody wants to make a comment about cytology.
Yes, over here. I'm a surgeon, not a radiologist, but I have queried this with my radiologist. Sometimes if they have a lesion which is very small and close to the chest wall, and they find it difficult to do a call, then they go for cytology, because I've queried it. So I'm just giving that as an answer.
Okay, so you're proposing that it can be used as an adjunct occasionally when there are difficult and small lesions. Yes? Anybody else have any insights?
I would just say, as a pathologist, that the less frequently it's used, the more dangerous it potentially becomes, because people see less and less of it and become less comfortable with it, and you get higher potential false positives and false negatives.
I think that's a point. You know, there are some units that have extremely good cytology, but I think cytology as a diagnostic tool for DCIS leaves rather a lot to be desired, as you can see from the preoperative diagnosis. But I think the difference is, you'll find that there's, depending on who you're speaking to, some people have a tremendous interest and experience of cytology and can make the most of it within the constraints of what's there. But in general, I think there's a core biopsy is much better for preoperative diagnosis. Mark, you want to comment on that?
As a born-again core biopsy unit, we've now completely dropped cytology, but it poses a problem for the axilla.
This is my point. This is the point axilla, I'll raise with you.
I don't think radiologists are confident fully yet of giving up cytology for the lymph nodes.
I think we have to be a little bit careful, because this, if you like, failure to diagnose DCIS is not just down to the use of cytology or core biopsy. It's a problem with our localising of these lesions and the way that we're able to biopsy them. And we're dealing with ever smaller areas of microcalcification, small lesions, and they are difficult to biopsy. And even with the use of core biopsy, it's interesting that year on year this DCIS diagnosis has remained difficult. Sorry, Matthew.
The audits surveys we did 18 months ago or so suggest that nobody's using cytology for calcification. They're always using some form of needle biopsy device. But we do have a very, very wide range of practice. There are still some centres that don't have access to digital stereo. There are still some units that don't have access to a machine to actually x-ray their core specimens without taking the lady out and then x-raying them post-operatively or post-procedure. There is a very wide variation in use of 14-gauge versus vacuum, and I think there's a lot of complex issues around this. I find it difficult to believe that it's about failure to accurately target. I think it's about the whole practice and process. And we are, well, I am rather, with Sarah, who must be around somewhere, who was yesterday, we're about to try and identify the 10 or 12 better units, send round quite a detailed survey for both radiology and pathology to try and identify best practice, so that we can then go or use that as a sort of tool, guide to best practice, for those units that feel they ought to be doing better.
Shall we? Ian?
I just wanted to point out that Wales has got the almost highest non-operative diagnosis for non-invasive disease as well as invasive. And we only use 14-gauge. We don't use vacuum-assisted. We tried it and it didn't make any difference at all. So it can be achieved with excellence in the people who are actually targeting.
And just talk about that then. I mean, the characteristics of a radiologist within the breast screening program in Wales compared to the rest of the UK.
Well, the interesting thing is that most of our stereo cores are actually done by highly trained radiographers. We've got them. They're really dedicated.
Is that common practice around the country? Yeah. Go on, Ian. What else do you think?
I mean, presumably part of it is having very good pathology, but
is
I think
just that the Welsh have this kind of more attention to detail than others, or
I don't know. It may be that, you know, in our screening assessment units, we are seeing very large numbers.
I'm being a little facetious. Can we put up number 15 here, please, Jill? Just, and we move back to 18 and.